Our week-long feature, Olympic Promises, continues now with a look at the venues left over after the cauldron was extinguished. And John Mills joins us now to talk about the site of a handful of Canadian medal wins. That would be the Richmond Oval. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So how did the Oval perform during the Games? What's your assessment of it?
Well, I think it met all expectations and probably exceeded them. It's such a beautiful building and reflected, I think, it was a wonderful place for Canada's athletes to perform, and they had the opportunity to train here pre-games and showed their strength during the games.
Now let's look at post-games. I know I play soccer at the Olympic Oval once a week, but what is happening there for other people since then?
Well, you might have observed, if you do visit the Oval, that we went through a conversion process after the Olympics. It began April 1st when we got the building back from Vanock, where we implemented the plan that the city of Richmond had adopted a few years earlier to convert the Oval into a multi-sport complex with two ice rinks and eight basketball courts worth of dry floor space and a 200-meter running track and volleyball and badminton courts and 25,000 square foot fitness mezzanine. So it's a massive facility with superb variety and quality of facilities, and has become home to recreational athletes like yourself and high performance athletes from Hockey Canada and the Canadian Volleyball Association and the Canadian Table Tennis Association, who are pursuing their Olympic dreams amongst many of us who are just trying to get healthier.
A lot of people surprised that it was not. The plan was never to keep it as a speed skating oval.
Well, that's true. There already is an outstanding speed skating oval in Calgary, and it has an advantage, frankly, over Richmond in the fact that it's at altitude rather than sea level. Because in speed skating, thinner air is better. You can go faster, and it's a better training environment. So the thought was not to try to compete with Calgary, but in fact look at the needs of the community, the needs of Canadian high performance, and see if we couldn't meet different needs than those that speed skating requires. I should point out, however, that short track speed skating is expected to be a part of our mix as we go forward, and that can occur on the two international sized ice rinks that we do have.
What are the long-term plans for the Oval? Where do we go from here?
Well, the long-term plans really are more of what we're doing now. Our membership is growing. We're selling probably 25 to 40 memberships a day to people who enjoy it as their fitness club and enjoy whether playing basketball in the courts or skating or playing hockey. We expect to see more high performance activity, more events, more international events that draw some attention to the Oval and to the city of Richmond and bring business here by filling up hotel rooms and reminding people that Richmond is a wonderful place to pursue your health, recreation, and sport endeavors. And we're going to add a couple of interesting features this year. We're going to install a climbing wall that we think will be another recreation option for the community. And we're going to tell more of the Olympic story. We're going to install mementos, souvenirs, photographs, memorabilia from the games so that when people visit the Oval, they'll get a sense of what happened here from February 12th to 28th in 2010 and be able to reconnect with their Olympic spirit.